Hello and welcome to the 2018 annual meetings here in sunny Orlando, Florida. I'm Tori Petrie and I'll be giving you all the highlights from our week here in Orlando. It is a meeting of all the movers and shakers in the league where they get together to discuss rule changes, bylaws, and more. We've caught up with a lot of significant members of the Lions family here. Team President Rod Wood, General Manager Bob Quinn, and Head Coach Matt Patricia. They've all had important things to say about the team, free agency, and rule changes that have been proposed here. So without further ado, we'll get right into our conversations with them, starting with head coach Matt Patricia. I caught up with him today to talk about what it's been like working with Bob Quinn, as well as some of his free agent signings. Take a look. We talked a lot when you were hired about that chemistry with Bob Quinn. You guys actually got to put that into action during free agency. Where did that relationship between the two of you guys come in handy when you were going through that process?
Yeah, you know, it really, what was great for us is that it cut down a lot of information as far as communication. Hey, what do you think about this? Or really trying to define exactly some of the different areas that we were looking at. Just made all of the conversation very direct, very quick, and we could make those decisions, that we thought was best pretty easily.
He talked to us about how there had been some past interest in LeGarrette Blount, bringing him in the past, but he said it has to be mutual. But one of the things that drew him about this year was working with you. Tell us about your relationship with LeGarrette.
Yeah. LeGarrette is one of the guys that I'm, just really enjoy being around a lot. He's a high-energy guy. He has a whole just uplifting personality that when you get into that long season grind, he can really kind of pull out the best of everybody and just keep it moving. Plus, he's obviously a really, phenomenal football player on the field, someone that has a tremendous presence in, just the physicality of playing offense. So he and I are really close, but, I enjoy those relationships with a lot of the players that I've coached before. And certainly when he walked in the building, it was like family walking in, so it was great.
You guys addressed the linebacker position, added a couple new guys there. Bob said yesterday that you wanted to get bigger at a couple of spots there. Why does that work better for your defense?
Yeah, I mean, usually and generally the bigger they are, the harder they hit. So that's kind of a general term. But just the guys that I've had the privilege to coach before, some of those linebacker types have been a little bit bigger on scale to be able to play on or off the ball or have some flexibility from that standpoint. But we'll have guys of all different skill set, and when we get them out on the field, and whoever can, do exactly what we're asking them to do at the highest level, then those are the guys that will be out there.
Just a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks, you're going to be in that building with your players. You're going to get to talk to them. What will that be like for you, and what message do you want to send?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most exciting thing for me is to be able to kind of get in front of the group for the first time and be able to, talk about philosophy and ideas and where we want to go as a team and set those kind of parameters and goals and all those different aspirations that we have. And it's really a great opportunity for them to get to know who I am, what I'm about, what's important to me. And then obviously to reciprocate that, then I get to learn about them. And just to be in that environment to get back to football is probably what's most exciting.
What's been your favorite part of the last almost 2 months of being head coach?
I mean, honestly, every day's been an adventure, so, it's all good in that aspect of it. I've really enjoyed being in every single phase of everything that's going on right now. I just love the game. I love all aspects of it, the grind of it, the building the team, the overall philosophy, to just, getting comfortable with, just everyone in the building. So that's, meeting people and kind of building those relationships, that's what's most important.
Joining me now to help break down everything that Matt Patricia said this week is DetroitLions.com's Tim Twentyman. Tim, we heard from Matt Patricia quite a bit this week. We talked to him yesterday. We had a breakfast with him and all the other coaches around the league this morning, and then I talked with him this afternoon. All those conversations, what stood out to you from Coach Patricia?
Well, I love the breakfast part of it, by the way. We learned a little bit. We get to sit down with him for an hour. We learn Matt Patricia likes NASCAR, which I know you like.
I
you are a NASCAR person
that
yourself.
With him.
And some of the books he read and some of the stuff. So, it's good not only to talk football, but you get to know the guy more on an informal level as well,
too,
which is
good. And it's especially good when it's a guy that you don't know as well.
Exactly. So, and, he was curious asking around the table what other people like to do. So, a very personable guy.
Yes.
But, getting down to the football part of it, I think the two things that stood out to me from the breakfast this morning were, we asked him about, where he thinks this team still has some needs. And the first position he talked about and the only position he talked about was tight end. So, obviously, he sees a considerable need there. Obviously, they signed Luke Wilson. They have Michael Roberts. But those are the only two guys on the roster that have any experience in terms of NFL action. So, you know, look for that to be a position they look to bolster in free agency, maybe when guys are released in August or even, you know, next month's draft. That's certainly going to be one issue. And then the other thing that jumped out to me, too, is we got a little bit more in-depth about that defense. Paul Pasqualoni, I said it right.
You did.
You were worried about it. It was something that went on before camera here. But
he said it right. We got it.
We got it. But, you know, he talked a little bit about how that defense is going to work, that he's going to probably call the plays. You know, obviously Matt Patricia's going to have input in all three aspects of this football team. But like Bill Belichick did with him in New England, he kind of, you know, let him run that defense, call the plays, and you know, Bill Belichick was an advisor, you know, a guy who set up the scheme and
sure
things like that. And I think that's how the defense is going to run here with Matt Patricia and Paul Pasqualoni.
And in the extended version of that interview that you can find on DetroitLions.com, I asked him about his relationship with Pasqualoni. He talked about how they really have the same philosophies, so they believe in the same things football-wise, so it makes sense to have him calling those plays. But I know we've all been wondering exactly who would be calling that defense, and I think we got some answers for that this week.
It's going to be Paul.
Sounds good. All right, well, we also got to catch up with Bob Quinn, which is exciting because we're a little bit into free agency now, so we got to ask him about all of the Lions' new acquisitions. Here was my conversation with him from yesterday. Take a look.
You know, the pedigree that he came from, that was very appealing to different guys that we had in for visits, and the way that Matt can use players defensively, especially put them in position to make plays and kind of hopefully take their careers to the next level, I think was important for some guys. But I think, you know, a lot of guys gave us great feedback from just the direction our team is heading, you know, with, you know, hopefully being an up and coming team that, you know, 9-7 the last 2 years, but hopefully we have greater aspirations to be better than that.
One of the areas you addressed was you brought in several different linebackers. What did you like about Kennard, Jones, Freeney that they bring to this team and the scheme that Matt Patricia is going to run?
Yeah, they all have versatility. They all have size, which I think that's one of the big things that just in the scheme change that we're going through defensively, we want to add bigger linebackers. So I think all the guys we've added from Kennard to Christian Jones to just today Jonathan Freeney, they're all bigger guys, and I think that kind of fits into what Matt believes in and really what the new scheme is going to be all about, providing matchup problems for the offense in terms of pass rush, coverage, and also, you know, defending the run.
One of the most biggest pieces of news during free agency was Eric Ebron being released. What went into that decision?
Yeah, it was a tough decision that kind of came down to the end that final day there. So really just it was a financial decision with, you know, how much that contract was for what the kind of role that Eric was playing. So it was a tough decision. We had multiple conversations with Eric, so he kind of knew what was going on through the entire process. And at the end, you know, we had a few trade conversations, but never anything that really got going. So, you know, we made that decision. I think I want to, you know, wish Eric, you know, a great career in Indy, wherever he ends up after that. Have a great deal of respect for how he worked and how he matured over my couple years that I was with him.
Then you brought in LeGarrette Blount at the running back position. You said you were probably going to add a running back to that room during free agency, during the draft, one or the other, maybe both. Mm-hmm. What do you think he brings to that room?
He brings in a toughness, a size, power, winning pedigree, and really an attitude about playing a physical brand of football. When you see him run, that's what you start talking about. You see him breaking tackles, scoring touchdowns. He brings a different size and power element than we have on the team.
You mentioned that there might have been some interest in him in previous years. What was it about this year that made you guys kind of match up and he wanted to come here?
Yeah, I think it was a great deal. We talked to him in previous years. I think with Matt being here, Matt has a very strong relationship with him. So I think that in the end probably tilted it a little bit more in our favor this season. But, you know, we had interest in him previous years and it just didn't work out. This year, we're really happy that we came to an agreement.
Now, that was just one of a couple of chats with Bob Quinn as well. All of Us Media spoke with him yesterday also. He talked a little bit about it in that interview, about what happened with Eric Ebron and why they had to part ways with him. What did you take away from that?
Well, it really just came down to finances. You know, Eric was owed $8.5 million, and when you look at the production, he had some of the inconsistencies. Obviously, he was very good the second half of last season, but the first half, he wasn't, and that's kind of was an issue through Eric's career here in Detroit. And look, you know, Bob said he tried to get, you know, a trade going. He talked to some teams, but really ultimately it came down to that $8.5 million salary. And it was just too much for what you were getting from Eric Ebron.
And when I talked to him, you heard in that conversation how he said that they kept Eric informed through all of that process and wished Eric well in his career with the Colts and onward from that. All right, so let's talk about some of the moves that they made to bring people onto this team. Brought in a couple of different linebackers, probably the biggest position group that they addressed during free agency. He said he wanted bigger guys at that spot.
Yeah, you know, bigger but guys that certainly fits Matt Patricia's, you know, scheme. Obviously, he's going to have some 3-4 elements to it. He's going to have some 4-3 elements to it. And so, look, when you're going to run that 3-4, you know, look, you want guys that can play on the line of scrimmage. You also want guys that can play off the ball. So, you know, a big guy, a versatile guy, a guy that can rush, linebackers that can blitz. So you look at, you know, the guys that they brought in with Devin Kennard, 6'3", 260 pounds. You know, Christian Jones is a 250-plus pound guy. So big guys, guys that have played outside. In Kennard's case, he's played on the line, he's rushed, he's also played that Sam spot, so he's got some versatility. And like, I think we did another live show like a couple weeks ago before we headed down here, we talked about versatility with guys.
Yes,
that was certainly you know, on the docket in terms of the guys that they wanted from the linebacker position. They want them to be big and versatile, and that's what they targeted really early in free agency.
I thought it was interesting how he talked about LeGarrette Blount and how he said that there was interest in him in past years, but in free agency there has to be mutual interest to bring guys in. But this year the key to that mutual interest with LeGarrette Blount was Matt Patricia. I talked to Patricia, you guys heard it in that interview, just about how close his relationship is with him, and I think that that's going to be a fun relationship to watch.
You know, and it's interesting too, because maybe you don't see that a whole lot because you've got a defensive coordinator and a running back.
Yeah.
They're not in the meeting rooms together. But, you know, Matt said when he would, you know, cross LeGarrette in the hallway, there'd always be a couple jokes before they, you know, got back to football and got serious. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. Matt talked about wanting to form those kind of similar relationships here in Detroit with all his players. He wants to build a family atmosphere. So look for him to build those relationships, not just on defense and in the linebacker room and where he's going to focus, but across the football with the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, linemen. He wants to build a really family atmosphere in Detroit. And that was one thing you talked about this morning.
And you mentioned it, and this isn't hard football news, but just from our observations and interacting with him, it seems so genuine that he really does want to create those relationships with players, because he was even starting to create those relationships with us, the media that he's met with just a couple of times. Just that lull in conversation at the breakfast this morning, he started asking the other people about the table about themselves, and we're like, hey, coach, we're here to talk about you. So that's just a small example of his personality and his willingness to actually get to know other people. And he brings that up a lot when he talks about his players who he'll be meeting with in just a couple of weeks now, less than 2 weeks till players are back in the building. And I think we saw some of that today.
Yeah, and I think one other quick thing from the Quinn interview too was, you know, we asked him about the draft picks. He obviously had 10 when he first came here in 2016. Last year he had 9 picks. He's only got 6 picks this year. That's tied for the fewest in the league. And he said he is very much open to collecting more picks. He's obviously done a terrific job in terms of drafting talent, guys that could help right away. And so the more picks, the better, certainly in a class that's talented in areas where the Lions could certainly look to upgrade.
All right, now one last interview that we want to show you here. We talked with team president Rod Wood. This gets into the business side of things. Obviously, a big part of what happens here at the owners' meetings is those business proposals. And Rod Wood talked to us a little bit about why that draft bid did not come to Detroit and a little bit about their stance on where they stand with those rule changes that were proposed today. Take a look.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I wasn't completely shocked. The issues around our bid were primarily conflicts with the stadium. We're hosting the next several years I think it's called the International Robotics Convention. So it's like 50,000 people that come in and have built robots to do different things. And one of those weekends conflicted with the 19 draft, so we were out completely. It also conflicted with the 20 draft, but they had agreed with 2 years advance notice they would move their event to a different weekend. So when we went in, there were 8 finalists. We were the only city that couldn't host it both years, so we were only really bidding on 2020. 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the NFL, and I think that they probably have designs on, you know, a whole series of celebrations that might include the draft being in a very specific location. They're going to start looking at 2021 and beyond, and we'll be right back in the mix for that. And so hopefully we'll get one, if not the next two, one shortly thereafter. We are in the final stages of bidding on another Final Four to come back to Detroit. It's a five-year window. I think it's the 2023 through 2026 years. And we have a presentation coming up in June around that. You know, we have the two West Coast games this year, so, you know, if it works out, we might stay out there if they're back-to-back. It's a possibility. We wouldn't probably do that if they were scheduled back-to-back too early in the year because it's kind of too close to training camp, but if we could get those in the second half of the season and they were, you know, back-to-back, we might stay out there and have kind of a mid-season mini training camp. I would rather not have the Patriots on Thanksgiving. I mean, it might be good, you know, gives them a short week to prepare, but I think that's going to be a big game no matter when it's played. I think Thanksgiving's kind of, you know, division opponents are fun, and we'll see what the schedulers give us. So I bet it won't be Minnesota three years in a row. We'd like replay to be as used as possible to get things right. I think what they're trying to do with the catch is a good thing. You know, all these things that we've felt in Detroit with the Calvin Johnson rule and catch, I think getting that fixed, and, you know, when a catch is obvious to everybody except super slow motion frame by frame, you know, that both takes a long time for the game to get, you know, officiated that way, and also I think takes away from an exciting play. So I think if you can get, when the guy catches it and gets 2 feet on the ground, it's a catch, and I think that's a good thing too. So I think for the most part we're going to be in favor of all the rule changes. We met with our concession company, Levy, last week, and they do the Falcon Stadium too. So we were able to hear firsthand some of the learnings from them. And I asked them to kind of go back and come back to us with ideas that, you know, maybe we could learn and implement at Ford Field. We're definitely going to continue our power hour where we open early and have the same, basically the same pricing for the first hour of the stadium that Atlanta has. We're going to add two more locations this year at Ford Field, so we'll have four of those. So try and get, you know, both people in, benefiting from the lower prices, and then get them in the seats so that we, you know, have the great home field advantage.
You heard Rod Wood talk about that catch rule. Now, he said all of that before it was voted on, and it was voted on and unanimously approved. So the NFL has a new catch rule.
Surviving the ground is dead.
Finally.
And it's very, look, they simplified the rule, which was way overdue, dating back to, as Lions fans know, the Calvin Johnson play and the Dez Bryant play a few years ago. But really, it's simple. Look, you have to have control of the ball. You have to have 2 feet or body parts down and make a football move, which is a third step or reaching for a goal line. So it's really simple. There's no more, you know, movement of the football. There's no more surviving of the ground. I think it's going to really simplify things. A lot of the plays that we saw the last few years that were not touchdowns are now going to be catches and fumbles. So one byproduct of this, we might see a few more fumbles because of this rule, but we all know what a catch is. I think you guys know what a catch is. And now the NFL is going to know what a catch is. So it's all good.
Hopefully we will see this rule kind of simplify things back down so that there are less reviews and less questions and less frame-by-frame judgment of whether something was a catch or not. We also heard from Rod Wood about the draft and why it did not end up in Detroit in 2019 and 2020, but they're back in the mix for 2021. So we will see what happens there, but I thought it was interesting that they're trying to bring a Final Four to Ford Field.
Yeah, you know, that'll be down the road a little bit. I think he said 2023 to 26
yeah,
is the bidding
process.
Yeah, a bit of
a ways away.
Now. But look, you know, it's been at Ford Field before, so, you know, there's precedent there. They have experience with it. Obviously, the $100 million in improvements that, you know, the Ford family committed to Ford Field obviously helps that bid as well. So, you know, I think it's something that certainly probably will happen in 2023 to 26. It just makes a lot of sense.
Okay, one more thing from Rod Wood was what he talked about the NFL schedule. Now, a lot of those conversations start to happen here at the owners' meetings when they talk to, you know, the people who are in charge of the schedule about their requests and everything like that. Rod Wood said his request this year was pretty simple. He knows they probably have to start on the road this season because of an Ed Sheeran concert at Ford Field for week one. The Lions will probably start the season on the road, but they do have two West Coast trips, which this isn't something we've seen from the Lions lately. is that they want to spend a week out on the West Coast if they can get those two games back-to-back.
Yeah, if those games are back-to-back and if they're in the second half of the season, that's kind of a caveat as well because, you know, if they're early on in the season, Rod said, we probably wouldn't stay out West because that's pretty close to training camp, but he kind of referenced it as a mid-season training camp type atmosphere by staying out there. If those two West Coast games in San Francisco and Arizona are in the second half of the season and they happen to be back-to-back, the Lions will stay out there that week, treated as kind of a mini training camp, a little, you know, less strenuous travel. I only have to do it one time, find some facilities out there, get ready to play two games in 1 week.
And that's common. Teams teams have made habits of that lately, of just kind of spending that extra week out there instead of taking the toll on your body for all of the travel for two back-to-back West Coast games. He also said that he is in favor of having a divisional opponent on Thanksgiving. Some people suggested maybe Patriots on Thanksgiving, but he says that's going to be a big game any weekend that you play it, so why not put it on a different weekend so you get two big games?
Yeah, and probably not Minnesota. They've played Minnesota the last 2 years on Thanksgiving, so it's unlikely that the league would put it a third year in a row. So could we see Green Bay?
That's potential.
Green Bay on Thanksgiving, that's a potential there.
Yeah,
if Robert gets his way and wants a division opponent, kind of that division matchup, Green Bay or Chicago probably makes the most sense. Green Bay a little bit more than Chicago just for a national audience. But and then, you know, the other thing, too, is week one on the road because of the Ed Sheeran. Now, that was not only a Lions issue.
No, that didn't only affect the Lions.
No, so I think I saw a tweet or something like that. It was 7 or 8 teams were affected by Ed Sheeran's fall tour. So Ed Sheeran is making the football rounds, affecting the schedule a little bit, but that's okay. But so, the, you know, the Lions aren't alone in that blackout date, but they'll be on the road week one. We'll probably see a division opponent on Thanksgiving, and maybe we'll be out West for an entire week for two back-to-back West Coast games. That's the kind of stuff that came out from the schedule.
Unfortunately, that means we'll be on the road, too, and not able to be there for Ed Sheeran, which I'm a little disappointed about.
Are you disappointed?
I am. All right, well, that wraps it up from the owners' meetings here in sunny Florida. We thank you for tuning in to our live stream. Stay with us this offseason because we have coverage of all the upcoming events, including when players return back to the building in just a couple of weeks. Thanks, guys. For DetroitLions.com and Tim Twentyman, I'm Tori Petrie.